What one congresswoman was saying, was yelling at a Republican, said that it was Democrats' fault. Democrats did this. That's what we heard her say on the House floor.
I mean, people can finger point all they want. Look at the record. Look at the actions of what we are doing. I don't think a single person who has dedicated their entire career to preventing gun safety legislation from getting passed in this House has any right to blame anybody else but themselves for what is happening. We have to stop this. We can stop this. And why don't we start by acknowledging that basic common sense gun safety legislation is not taking away a gun, is not attacking the Second Amendment, but it is about ensuring the safety of our children, of women, of people across this country, to ensure that guns and firearms do not get in the hands of people who are going to use them against human beings, period. Domestic violence is one of the highest indicators of whether a person is going to kill someone else with a gun or not. There are so many other indicators, and I think it is so deeply important that when a politician tries to blame words for an action, they need to look at their action and their record. We, like, enough of this. This is horrific. This is awful. And the assassination of Charlie Kirk risks an uncorking of political chaos and violence that we cannot risk in America. We cannot risk it.